Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A big night for Brayhead Clan tonight, and they came away with a win, a 4-2 victory over the Dundee Stars. Just got a quick recap on the game, first of all, and how it went. It all started the first period, although it was a blank first period. Ben Davison, an odd man rush, was denied by Trevor Koenig, who tried to go around him, but he was denied by the far post. And then Travis Fullerton scooped it away from Mikael Lidhammer, who he thought had beaten the Clan goal. A terrific save it was as well. Jerry's nodding in agreement here. That was the first period. The second period, both goalies have been hard to break down, but then Dundee got the power play. Travis Fullerton saved from Justin Farina, but he managed to sneak it in at the second time of asking, putting the Stars 1-0 up. Tristan Harper was impeded as he was through on Koenig. The penalty shot was awarded and Harper scored it to make it one apiece. Dundee added a second to retake the lead. Brett Switzer getting the puck over the line. That was the second period. Clan chasing the game. Ben Davis with a ripper from the inside left, drawing the game level. Koenig well beaten. Then Rick Jackman fired in a slap shot to put Clan ahead with 10 minutes to go. Scott Arson doing the same a couple of minutes later. And with me, just to get his comment on the game, Clan TV commentator Jerry McLaughlin. Jerry, just your thoughts on the game, first of all.
Had some really interesting bright spots, isn't there? I think two big milestone goals there. You mentioned, obviously, Ben Davis ripping that big. They were both great goals as well. Ben Davis with a big power sledgehammer goal to get 200 and all. EHL games, and then Scott Arson obviously gets his 100th, and it was another belter as well. And I think from a Clan fan perspective, and you saw how they celebrated, two power play goals, Greg, two power play goals.
Not seen many of those.
No, I know. They were a rare breed round these ways. I mean, I think everyone was delighted for that as well, and great to see big huge Jackman there getting his man of the match award, and he got a ripper of a goal as well in there, so it was another good all round performance. We're going to have to give Tristan Harper a wee bit of a stick there. I wonder if he psyched out the goalie there with that play on his penalty shot. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be talking to him later on as well. But a great, yeah, good performance.
But a great atmosphere around the place. Zach Sullivan's standing here trying to put us off. Wonderful performance from the team, and that sets them up nicely for Wednesday when Nottingham Panthers come here.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I think for a lot of the imports, the whole aggregate score thing can take them a bit by surprise. Well, there's Zach Sullivan nodding his head. Yeah, I think for a lot of the guys, that whole idea that it is just, you know, it's six periods. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game. It's cup finals, cup stuff.
And of course, the league's still very much up for grabs. I think Sheffield beat Cardiff tonight as well. Closes the gap at the top, but Clan don't move any further at this rate.
Yeah, like, I hadn't actually caught up with the results around the league there. I know it was a pretty tight game. Obviously, it's tough when you see two teams like that and really you just want them both to lose. I think there's a lot of people feel like that. But Clan just keep need to go. That's a six-game winning streak in the league. So Clan are in good form. They're the team that are on form in the league. And let me that continue.
And of course, off to Edinburgh tomorrow. Edinburgh lost tonight, but momentum with Clan at the moment, should win that.
Yeah, you feel sorry for Edinburgh, you can't help it at the moment, losing guys in that manner. It's interesting, people talking about in the league, is it okay that the teams are doing this, kind of picking at the bones? You get a lot of stick for this conference system, and yet you see these teams hawking down, like vultures coming in, picking at the bones of the Edinburgh Capitals. So you've got a feel for them. So what kind of team will they be at the time? Are they going to come out smarting? You know, Emerson's done an amazing job. He took a lot of the boys over, some of the British guys over to Canada. He's worked really hard to assemble that team. So that's got to be pretty soul-destroying for a bit. So we'll see what kind of team comes out. But if they're down, then it's a chance for the Clan to really hammer them home, isn't it?
Jerry, thanks. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Smash him. Cheers, pal.